You and your wife Daphne, John, live in a very pretty cottage in Stocks Lane, don't you? You've been there for quite a while.
Yes, we actually, well, it's a pretty cottage now, but it wasn't when we bought it in 1956. We were able to buy it because a relation of Don Huddleston, who kept the shop at the top of Town Green Road, died, and so he owned several pieces of property in Orwell, and of course they had to be sold when he died. And so we were able to buy our, which was then two semi-detached cottages, at an auction which was held in the Nag's Head public house, which no longer exists, of course. The house does, but the pub doesn't, in the High Street. And there was quite a lot of interest, of course, local interest in the properties. Our two houses, two next door to us, further up the road, two on the corner, and one just round by the telephone box, seven in all. If anybody had got £2,000, they could have bought the lot. And of course, my children used to say to me, "Well, why didn't you buy them, Dad?" But it took us all our time to find the money to buy the two we did buy, so that's why we didn't buy them. But that was how. And at the time when we bought them, our road was called Lockfield Street, and on our deeds, it stated that we were for Lockfield Street. Now, at some point, which I can't remember when, the council decided we ought to be Stocks Lane. And at the same time, they also numbered everybody. Everybody's house had to have a number. So we became Three Stocks Lane. And we had already decided to call the house Stocksley because we knew the stocks were somewhere in that sort of area. And also the house, we believed, had been bought in a had been built in a small paddock, or so that's where the lee or lay came part came in. But I'm sure we wouldn't have called it Stocks Lee, Stocks Lane, if we'd known they were going to change it to Stocks Lane. So unfortunately, I can't remember when all this happened. Maybe somebody's got some information somewhere.
Ah, well, that's lovely. Thank you very much, John.